is Athena, and welcome back to my podcast, Let's Talk Disability. The podcast focusing on a range of disabilities from autism to dyspraxia to ADHD. I talk about a lot. In today's podcast, I'm going to be talking about the topic of why it's important to take breaks. Now, if you haven't noticed already, I have been on a break from podcasting for about 4 or 5 weeks, but it's to do with university work. I felt really poorly lately. I haven't really been talking about it, but I think it's been a mixture of burnout and just feeling ill in general. I'm not very good at taking breaks. So unfortunately, something had to give, and it was the podcast. And I feel so, so bad about it, but I am back right now, and fingers crossed I will be back for the foreseeable future. If I do take a break again, it won't be a break forever. So there are many reasons why it is important to take a break, but for the relevance of this podcast, I'm going to be talking about it towards neurodivergence, autism, and dyspraxia, because this really affects me and my life. So going towards that area, the importance will revolve around burnouts, meltdowns, having a clearer mind, helping yourself, say, if you're quite a clumsy person and things are just getting a bit too much. My coordination, my clumsiness, my slow processing, it can get a bit too much at times. So it's nice to just sit down and take a break. Two of the main things that I've been focusing on when taking breaks is burnouts and meltdowns. Now, this is more specifically aimed towards my autism. Many of my audience, many of you guys may relate to this. So a meltdown is a response to an overwhelming situation, and it can look like, from an outsider's perspective, like we're having a tantrum or a kiddie meltdown, but it is absolutely nothing like that. For me, meltdowns happen, for example, when things are getting a bit too loud, I've got an overload of information coming in, or everything's just getting a bit too much and I just can't cope, and sometimes I cry a lot during my meltdown because I'm not sure what to do. I shout, like, not at the person, although I have had people say to me that they feel like I'm shouting at them, but honestly, I never shout at people. At the same time, I do struggle to control my emotions during a meltdown. And then with burnout, it's got some similarities to a meltdown, but a burnout maybe is the stages leading up to a meltdown, but you're not quite at a meltdown. So, for example, things can get very overwhelming. The severity is a lot more intense, whereas with a burnout, the severity is still intense, but you can sort of cope with it a little bit better, but it still is affecting you in many ways. I think what differentiates a meltdown and a burnout is the severity and how long we're surrounded by it. Because honestly, the longer we're surrounded by it, the more I want to cry. But if I'm just surrounded by it a tiny bit, it doesn't actually feel too bad. So for me, the reason why I got into a meltdown and a shutdown in the first place was because of my university work. Now, I really struggle to take breaks, especially with my university work, just doing work in general. I really struggle to take breaks, and I will just work and work and work. In university, I would work till like 5 o'clock in the morning because I would get so stressed out, but I would only take a minute here, a minute there. I'd eat whilst I was working, and this is what caused burnout for me. Something had to give, and it was the podcast, because I got to a point where I was like, if I don't take a break, I am going to become really ill and not be in hospital. But it just got to that point. Now I've finished my university assignments and I'm just got nothing to do. It's really taken time to just evaluate and just think about why I got into that state. Try your hardest to get rest. Don't do what I do and think about work whilst you're trying to rest, because that isn't resting. And I know from firsthand that will get you into a burnout and meltdown a lot more. Maybe it won't for other people, but for me, it definitely has. And that was the main benefit of me taking the break. And at the end of it, I felt so, so guilty, because Not because I was forcing myself to do these things, but because I absolutely love these things and I don't want to take a break, but sometimes you just need to take a break, if you know what I mean. If you or anyone you know is struggling to take breaks, or you feel like you just really need to take a break, some ways I have done it is I've talked to my boyfriend about it and we've worked together, because I find when someone else is with you, it really helps encouraging you. It's like body doubling. Body doubling really helps not just getting work done, but actually just relaxing. If I don't have a body double, sometimes I really struggle to relax. Just someone encouraging me to relax, talking to therapists, talking to counseling, talking to your friends and family. Or if you just want to sit down and relax on your own and you have no trouble doing it, that is perfectly fine. But I will say, taking breaks is so important. It even helps clear your mind. When I finished university and I took a break before I started working in my retail position, which I'm still in, it really just helped clear my mind. I took about a 4-month break just to relax, and I definitely needed that break. I took a year's break before going back to university, which was so needed because I brought myself into a meltdown and I was thinking, I do not want to be in another meltdown going back to university. I want to refresh my mind. I want to make sure everything is great, get all my T's and X's crossed on why I put myself into a meltdown, what I could do different coming back into it, what support could I get. And I did that and it was fantastic. So we've reached the end of the podcast. I really hope you enjoyed this podcast and I'm so happy to be back. I absolutely love talking and doing my podcast, and it's actually my passion, and I'm so, so sad that I had to take a break from it. So I really hope you enjoy the podcast. If you're loving it so far, or you love my past episodes, I'd love it if you could subscribe, give me a 5-star, only if you want to, but it really just helps me develop and grow my podcast if you give me a rating. Well, yeah, I'll see you in the next episode. And if you would love to be a guest on my podcast, or you got know somebody who would love to be a guest or talk about anything, send me a message on Instagram on Life Through Dyspraxia, or send me an email. I'll see you in the next podcast. Bye.